Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom, and we're going to have some fun in today's program as we've reached the midpoint of the month of January. And, of course, you know, it's kind of cold out there. You want to stay inside during the winter and maybe go online and look for some funny videos to help yourself laugh off the cold, depressing days of the winter. And so today we're going to actually be talking about stand-up comedy. The title is Make 'em Laugh, The Art of Stand-Up Comedy. What exactly is that anyway?
It's something I would never be able to do myself. Somebody goes onto a stage, stands on the stage with a microphone and tells jokes that person made up himself or herself. And hopefully people laugh. But sometimes if the jokes aren't that funny, the audience will, you know, yell at you, make comments, they'll insult you. And sometimes part of the comedy routine is that comedian actually responding to the insults. So sometimes that can be fun. But yeah, you have to be very, very brave to get onto a stage and tell jokes. Because as you all know, sometimes you think what you have to say is funny, but no one laughs when you say it. And other times, you know, you get lots of laughs. I'm sure all of us have had friends who were kind of comedians in school. You know, we called them the class clown. And some of those class clowns, people who are constantly joking around in class, go on to have a career as a stand-up comedian. Sometimes you get lucky and that stand-up comedy turns into a TV show like Jerry Seinfeld. If you get a show like Seinfeld, you can make a lot of money. But he's unusually talented, I would say. He's really good. So let's talk about the art of stand-up comedy. I'm sure there's some people out there listening who maybe have a dream to become a stand-up comedian and make people laugh for a living, which is kind of a fun job. Let's go ahead and get started. We'll read through today's lesson, and then we'll be back.
Can you imagine making a living by standing on stage and telling jokes? Simple as it sounds, this type of comedy, known as stand-up, is anything but. Stand-up comedians have to be clever and easy to relate to, while sounding like they're just making funny observations about life. Though people have been telling jokes for a long time, stand-up is a relatively recent development. Its origins can be found in the touring lecturers of the 19th century, including author Mark Twain, who was known to give humorous speeches. In the 1950s, former variety show comedian Bob Hope established the genre's most classic variety, which revolved around jokes about daily life. However, stand-up didn't gain its edgy quality until the 1960s, when Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin started to push the envelope of acceptable topics. These days, stand-up comedy includes a wide range of styles and categories, from cheesy puns to politically charged irony, with something for everyone to enjoy. Some common devices can be seen in stand-up shows, including one-liners. These jokes are made up of just one or two sentences. A great example of this is, isn't it scary that doctors call what they do practice? Some comedians get laughs by repeating a characteristic phrase called a catchphrase. Tommy Cooper's Just Like That is a famous instance of a catchphrase. Another common technique is doing impressions. This is when a comedian perfectly imitates somebody's voice, look, and movements to tell their jokes. Impressions are particularly hard to master. If you need a good laugh, try checking out a stand-up comedy show online or in your area. You're sure to have a good time thanks to this comedic art form.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about stand-up comedy, the art of stand-up comedy, which is not easy. I think some people think it's really easy. It's a tough gig, especially when you first start out. You don't get paid anything, you know, you're kind of just giving away your laughs for free, trying to get better and better gigs or jobs as the time goes on. So let's get started here. Stand-up comedy. Can you imagine making a living by standing on stage and telling jokes? I wanted to mention here, sometimes I see people write standing on the stage. A lot of times when we're talking about performing, we just say, oh, she's on stage. She needs to go on stage in 10 minutes. So you actually don't need a measure word there like an or the. Standing on stage telling jokes. That line there just makes me kind of horrified. I would hate to have to stand on stage and tell jokes. I'm not good at making up jokes or telling jokes, although I have a dad and a sister and a brother who are very funny. And the way that they say things is always so funny. But stand-up comedy actually takes a lot of work. You have to, you know, think and write down things, try it out on your friends, you know, fix jokes, because timing and the exact words that you use are all very important as to whether you're going to get a laugh or not.
Indeed. And, of course, I really haven't seen stand-up comedians here in Taiwan so much. I've heard of something called xiangsheng, where you got two guys on stage and they're talking back and forth. So it's kind of similar to that, I suppose. But, of course, Western stand-up comedy involves just one person up there on stage. Mm. A lot of the comics or comedians are male, but we've got female ones as well, like Ellen DeGeneres used to be a stand-up comedian. And is it Amy Poehler or something like that? I guess she's a stand-up comedian
as
well.
Oh, from Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Indeed. And so it's quite common.
I don't think she does stand-up, though, usually. She's usually in skits.
Yeah, I know, of course, the Canadian guy, Russell Peters, who is of Indian descent, and he's quite funny to watch in YouTube videos. I wish I'd seen him live, though. He's quite funny.
Of course, Jerry Seinfeld.
Right, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. Of course, his programs are popular in the 90s, and also he is a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. So yes, indeed, simple as it sounds, it does sound simple, just standing up on stage and telling jokes, even though it sounds that simple. This type of comedy known as stand-up or stand-up comedy is anything but. You can say that at the end of a sentence when you've mentioned something before. Simple as it sounds, it's anything but simple. Okay, so it sounds simple, but it isn't. That's what is anything but. It could be anything else, but certainly not simple.
Oh, it's hard. So stand-up comedians have to be clever and easy to relate to, while sounding like they're just making funny observations about life. Comedian here is actually the spelling for a man, a guy who's a comedian. If you're a female, they actually spell it a little differently, comedienne. But we'll just leave it like this for now. There are definitely more men than women, but women are getting into the game, you could say. I love funny comedians. So you have to be clever. Think of really smart, funny things to say, easy to relate to. If there's somebody who has a completely different life than you, it's hard to relate to them. But if you share similar backgrounds or you listen to someone tell a story and you think, yeah, that's happened to me too. That just means you can relate to them. You share common experiences. But they're also on stage just making funny observations about life. Actually, Jerry Seinfeld was the first one who really perfected this kind of comedy. He would talk about crazy things that people would never think were funny, like that little piece of hair in the shower that you're, you know, taking a shower and you're inside somebody else's apartment. Maybe you're visiting a friend or a relative and there's hair that is on the wall. I just thought, who would even think about making a joke about that? But if you've listened to his stand-up CDs and DVDs, you know what skit I'm talking about. It's really funny. So an observation is something that you've looked at. You've kind of stood back and you know, thought, huh, I wonder why that happens. Or, you know, why would he do that? Why would she do that? You're just kind of looking on as an observer. You're not participating. You're just watching something else happen.
Right. Making observations. Of course, an observation is a noun there. The word observation is noun. But to observe is the verb. So, yes, you check out things that are happening in life. And then you mention them in a comedic dialogue or monologue, I should say. Yeah. And hopefully you can get some laughs out of the out of the people there. Now, let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, though people have been telling jokes for a long time, stand-up is a relatively recent development. So it is true that people are always trying to be funny. There's always somebody who's trying to be the joker, you know, the life of the party, the funny guy or something. So people are trying to tell jokes and get other people to laugh. This has been going on for centuries. But the art of stand-up or stand-up comedy is relatively recent or a relatively recent development. So people have been trying to be funny for centuries, but stand-up comedy is probably only about 100 or 200 years old. Nobody really tried to do it until the 1800s or the 19th century, as we're going to find out in a second.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a very famous funny man, you could say. His name is Mark Twain. So it actually starts out a long time ago. I didn't realize people were doing stand-up comedy back then. I know about Mark Twain, though. So its origins, its beginnings, that's what that means, can be found in the touring lecturers of the 19th century. The 19th century, of course, is the 1800s.So these funny people, men, I don't think there were any women back then, they would go on tour around the country and they would lecture, but they would talk about a topic, but as they were talking, they would make jokes. Mark Twain was a very funny guy. His writing was funny too. So to lecture just means someone gets up in front of other people. Typically, you're a lecturer at a college or a university, right? You're maybe you've had a lot of training or education in one particular subject. So you're giving a speech, a talk, but these lecturers back in the 19th century, they would put in some humor as they were giving speeches, and that's what Mark Twain was famous for, along with his books. We're going to talk more about this, guys, but right now, we're going to take a quick break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要谈论的主题呢，叫做 stand-up comedy， 我们中文翻译成为单口喜剧，也就是常常看到呢，在一些场合当中会有一个人站在舞台上讲笑话。我们来看一下第二段的第一个句子，写着 Though people have been telling jokes for a long time, stand-up is a relatively recent development. 虽然呢、啊、人们呢已经长久以来都一直在说笑话，不过呢这个 stand-up 单口呢是一个相对来说比较新的发展。既然提到了 development， 当然历史就要从头开始说起。延续这样的文意，我们就要从它的起源出处来看。所以第一题空格可以选择 A 选项。Its origins can be found in the touring lecturers of the 19th century, including author Mark Twain, who was known to give humorous speeches.如果要追溯它的起源 origins， 你就可以发现呢，其实早在19世纪的巡回讲师当中就可以找得到。那么最有名的应该可以说就是 Mark Twain， 马克吐温。他的特色 be known to， 为人所知的呢，就是会给予许多幽默的演讲。所以第一题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 A 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so let's continue to talk about the history of stand-up comedy. It's been kind of recent that it's become popular, and we talked about its origins coming from the 19th century from lecturers, you know, people going around and giving speeches. But Mark Twain went around and gave speeches, and he tried to be funny. I think sometimes it worked for him, sometimes it didn't work, and people were shocked. How could he say such a thing? That's disgraceful. But at least he tried, you know. And in the 1950s, we've got Bob Hope. Maybe you've heard of him. I think he actually came to Taiwan about 30 years ago
or
so.
Wow.
But he's dead now, of course. But in the 1950s, former variety show comedian Bob Hope established the genre's most classic variety, which revolved around jokes about daily life. So maybe you've heard about Bob Hope. I think he came from the World War II generation. I think that's a comedian my parents would have enjoyed watching, or even my grandparents. But, of course, if you talk about stand-up comedy, that's a kind of entertainment which we're referring to as a genre here. A genre is a type of something, like different genres of film would include romances or rom-coms, as sometimes they're referred to, adventure movies, science fiction, westerns, etc. Those are different kinds of film genres. And this is a classic type of comedy which revolves around jokes about daily life, things that happen in your daily life. You know, the last time you went to the bathroom, did you notice blah, 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 blah? That's kind of like making an observation about daily life, and they revolve around that. They're kind of based around or based on what happens in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, usually revolve is used to mean something's moving in a circle while something's stationary in the center. So you could picture this. Just use your imagination. Your daily life is in the middle of this picture, and then jokes and what happens in the daily life are going in a circle around it. So revolve around just means that's the subject that they're getting those jokes from, your daily life. A lot happens in daily life that can be kind of funny. If you have a funny bone, if you have a funny bone, you just find things funny that maybe other people don't. I love to be around people who are quick to laugh and have lots of good humor. It says here, however, stand-up didn't gain its edgy quality until the 1960s when Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, and George Carlin started to push the envelope of acceptable topics. If something's edgy, it usually has a lot of swear words in it, or maybe the topics are kind of sensitive. You're joking about things that people wouldn't really joke about typically. I know a couple of months ago, there's a comedy show in America called Saturday Night Live, and they were making jokes about a soldier whose eye was put out. His eye was damaged in a bomb, and they were laughing about it. Sometimes jokes, you know, that's an edgy joke. I don't find that funny, but a lot of comedians will just, you know, they'll take a really sensitive topic and write jokes about it. And sometimes you laugh even though you shouldn't. But I don't know about you, Tom, but because of the political correctness now in America, a lot of these comedians are having a hard time coming up with jokes because edgy is considered to be, you know, insensitive to some people.
Right. You can talk about race or gender and stuff like that, and that might be controversial or edgy.
Yeah.
So, of course, Richard Pryor, he talked a lot about sex, and I think he used a lot of dirty words in his comic presentations. George Carlin oftentimes joked about religion, which can be very offensive to some people. And so we're saying they started to push the envelope of acceptable topics. When you push the envelope, of course, you try things that might be funny, but they might offend people. As you said, the jokes about the soldier whose eye got poked out and stuff like that. And these days, stand-up comedy includes a wide range of styles and categories, from cheesy puns to politically charged irony, with something for everyone to enjoy. So stand-up comedy involves a big range of styles. Range just means a lot of different things in a continuum from this end to the other side.
Maybe a wide variety.
Indeed, like maybe some kind of more conservative comedy. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was going to the other side or something like that.
Jokes for kids, yeah.
Right, or going to the other side and making references to, yeah, like I said, religion or sex or things like that. And there are different styles, too. They may talk with accents or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or I can't really think of any offhand here, but we've got different categories as well that could include the different kinds of subject matter that they deal with. And we've got a range. We're giving some examples here, like cheesy puns. If something's cheesy, it's kind of like, oh.
Silly. Yeah.
It's like, it's funny, but then it's kind of like, well, that's stupid. That's a stupid stupid thing to say. That's kind of what a pun is, kind of a very short joke that maybe is a play on words or something like that. And then you got politically charged irony, like what was that guy on the Daily Show, Jon Stewart or something?
Yeah.
His jokes are all about politics and making jokes about Obama and stuff like that. We've got irony, of course, which means you say one thing, but you mean the other. Don't confuse the word irony with sarcasm. Sarcasm is kind of criticizing somebody like, oh, you did a really good job on that. Good show. I'd like to congratulate you, which means, of course, you mean the opposite there.
Yeah.
You think the person actually did a bad job. Mm-hmm. That's sarcasm. Sarcasm is a part of irony.
Yeah, it's a kind of a mean kind of comedy. You got to be careful with sarcasm. Now, some common devices or means of doing something, that's a device, can be seen in stand-up shows, including one-liners. A joke that's a one-liner usually is tough to come up with unless you're really clever. So these jokes are made up of just one or two sentences, and here our author gives us an example. Here's a great example, she says. It says, isn't it scary that doctors call what they do practice? That is funny because they're actually making fun of the way we use that word. Doctors always practice medicine. You hope your doctor isn't actually practicing on you, that he already has the skills he needs or she needs to do the job. But it is funny. So it's just the way we word things sometimes. I know jokes are told sometimes here in Taiwanese, or usually Taiwanese, not Mandarin. And I'll ask my friends why it's funny, and they just said it's the way they said it, and it's not funny in Mandarin, so I can't translate it for you. Mm. It's only funny in Taiwanese. Well, English is similar in that depending on the words that are chosen, that can make that one-liner really funny.
Indeed. So that's an example of a one-liner. You can probably think of some other ones or do a search on Google and find plenty of examples there. And some comedians get laughs by repeating a characteristic phrase called a catchphrase. Okay, some comedians or some famous people are famous because they keep saying something over and over. One of my favorite comedians was Steve Martin back from the 70s and 80s.
He was funny.
He was always saying, I'm a wild and crazy guy. Or he'd often say, excuse me.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you can probably think of other catchphrases from other comedians as well. We've got an example here. Tommy Cooper. He said, just like that. I'm not familiar with this comedian here, but I guess this is something that he said quite often. That's a famous instance of a catchphrase. There you go, just in case you wanted to know.
So another common technique is doing impressions where you imitate somebody's voice and their style. That's one of my favorite things. I love to watch people who can imitate others. A lot of actors are quite good at it because they mimic people or imitate them. So to imitate means to copy someone's voice, a look, and their movements to tell their jokes. That's always fun. Impressions are particularly hard to master. Some people are really good at it. I think it's a talent that you're born with. I think some people have a very good ear, and they really watch people closely and can copy them. Now, that's another type of comedy. So there are lots of different forms and varieties of comedy, a range of styles and categories. So if you need a good laugh, try checking out a stand-up comedy show online. You could go to YouTube, of course, or in your area. Check and see if there are any shows going on here in Taipei or wherever you live in Taiwan. You're sure to have a good time thanks to this comedic art form. We wish you a lot of luck. I'm sure there are lots of funny people here, as in other countries. And sometimes, you know what? If you're having a bad day, go online, have some laughs. You'll feel a lot better.
Indeed. So that brings us to the end of our program, but we need now to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二个空格，在第二段第三个句子写着 In the 1950s, former variety show comedian Bob Hope established the genre's most classic variety, which revolved around jokes about daily life. 从来源出处讲到了50年代呢，这个前综艺节目的喜剧演员 Bob Hope， 他确立了一些围绕着日常生活的笑话。这里讲到的是跟 daily life 有关的主题，延续这样的文艺50年代，接下来当然就要谈之后60年代。延续这样子的文艺脉络，第二题可以选择 Sentence D。 D 选项里面提到 However, stand-up didn't gain its edgy quality until the 1960s when Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor and George Carlin started to push the envelope of acceptable topics。到了60年代呢，它才开始了有一些 edgy quality， 我们称之为是比较前卫的特质。因为这三位的单口喜剧专家呢，开始 push the envelope， 挑战极限，然后呢，看看大家能够还接受其他的相关主题。在这里我们用的是 acceptable topics， 而后面的句子则是以 these days， 那么讲到了今天。所以第二题呢，我们再确认一次，前面提到50年代，第二题的空格提60年代，后面提到到了现在，所以当然是一个时间的先后顺序。第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第三个空格要选对的话呢，就要看一下后面的句子。后面的句子提到 These jokes are made up of just one or two sentences。这些笑话呢，其实大概就是由一句或者是呢两句话所组成。到底是哪些笑话呢？第三题我们可以选择 F 选项。Some common devices can be seen in stand-up shows, including one-liners. 这里所谓的 one-liners 指的就是俏皮话或者是单句的短笑话。那这一段主要谈的呢，就是你在单口喜剧当中常常看到的一些 common devices 常用的手法。那么在这一句就先介绍了 one-liners， 也就是单句短笑话，于是你就可以配合后面的句子讲到了 these jokes， 大概就是一句或者是两句话。所以根据文意，第三题就选择 F 选项。第四个空格要选对，就要看一下后面提到 This is when a comedian perfectly imitates somebody's voice, look and movements to tell their jokes。 这个事情呢，就是在指的呢，这个喜剧演员可以完美的模仿某个人的声音、神情或是动作。他后面的句子提到的主词 impressions， 要特别注意这里的 impressions 代表着是对名人的模仿，所以提到的是模仿这个主题。第四题我们可以选择 C 选项。Another common technique is doing impressions. 另外一个常用的手法就是去模仿别人。还记得这一段的开头就是在讲到单口喜剧常用的手法吗？前面提到的是单句短笑话，这边提到的就是 doing impressions， 是另外一个 another 常见的手法。所以搭配文章的脉络，第四题的标准答案就选择 C 选项。最后一段， If you need a good laugh, try checking out a stand-up comedy show online or in your area. 如果呢，你想要大笑的一番，那么你就看看网络上或者是你所在地区的单口喜剧咯。延续这样的文艺，第五题我们可以选择 B 选项。Sentence B 提到 You are sure to have a good time thanks to this comedic art form。 那么呢，有多亏于有这样子的喜剧的艺术形式，你一定会有一段愉快的经验的。第五题的标准答案就选择 B 选项。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for our program. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Catch you later.
Bye.